Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man, it's happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the Neven's Show. My name is Ray, and I'm hanging out with Mayahi, you know. Barukia is in Cape Town. Greetings to you, my Ahi. I trust you are well. The water is back. Hey, people can take a bath for a change.
Hey, I'm telling you, you have no matter.
Hey, now it's coming to Gauteng. Hey, yeah. Now it's coming to Gauteng. Right now, people are told in Gauteng that they should use water sparingly because of the month-long maintenance that is taking place, you know. Yeah. So that, you know, we defocus from politics and be harassed by the water. So make sure that you use the water sparingly, you know.
Yeah.
Are you well, though? Are you well?
I am excellent. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give the Father all the glory and the majesty and the honor. We exalt his holy name, you know. We said we are going to touch on the issue of spiritual hearing, didn't we, sir?
Absolutely not.
And many people basically would ask us to, okay, what are you now talking about, spiritual hearing? What is it even all about? You know, and they would be saying things like, "Ow, kanti huna lu hutwa ulung hore huna le papang, huna lu hutwa ulung hore huna le papang. How is it that I should hear that would say?" I am hearing spiritually. What is it, you know, that would actually be bringing that kind of hearing? And the word is saying quite a lot of things with regards to this. It's saying quite a lot of things with regards to this. Professor Buyiso Ndezi will join us via prompts and recordings that she has made because she's in a conference. In PE, she's in Qebega, and but we have the files that she had pre-recorded just a few minutes ago, which relate to the topic. So we also send our greetings to her in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. No. Of course, spiritual hearing talks about the ability to perceive sounds and understanding, but you see, one could just describe hearing as that, the ability to perceive sounds and understanding. But what is spiritual hearing in the truest sense of the word? When you look into Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 3, it says, "Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly in the greatly as the Elohim, Yahuwah, your father, has promised your father's land flowing with milk and honey," which means it says, be careful to observe. Spiritual hearing is not just hearing audio, but it is also observing what you hear, which means it is the perception of the instruction in the content of the command. And to do that as the command says. In other words, you put out a commission with regards to that which has been said to you. Now, when we look at the church today, when we look at ourselves today, would we say that we are hearing spiritually? Or it is just verbatim to us? How is the church? Hey, Murutola wa fisa man! You know, then if el amo. Lifestyle still continues, but we are not the branda beini, you know. Another aspect is that when you touch on the notion of true spiritual hearing, one speaks about being careful It means, spiritual hearing means that when the Father says something, you become careful of what he is saying, which means you put it into study so that you can observe all its instructions. When the Father says, be still, it means you put that into observation. Still doesn't mean the absence of talk, but it also means be established. It also means be immovable. It also means be set. Be set. You know, when a person, in the olden days, there was a fridge called Kelvinator. I'm not advertising. I know that brand is no longer working out well. There was a fridge called Kelvinator, Maachi. It's a big fridge that, you know, would wake you up. You know, some of us who still have grandmothers, we have this fridge, Yakuku, and then he did him a little. And then when you look at it, it's written in cursive. It's written Kelvinator. It's a big fridge. When you open up it up, it has some dry ice flowing, you know. And then you put water in that. When you take out that water is set. Being still means that. To be set, it means to be established, shaped, rooted by the Father, established, shaped, and rooted. The very concept of being still, it does not necessarily mean only that you shouldn't say anything, but it also means allow your mind to be set on that which the Father says and that the Father holds you together. That is spiritual hearing. Okay. Are we having that kind of hearing today? Or reshapa nakadi verse, we just beat each other with verses, you know. Is the world hearing that which the Father has sent us as messengers into the world to say? Have we heard what we have been told to say? And then in taking that which we have been told to say, after having heard it or not, is the world hearing us? Because we are supposed to go into the world and make disciples of men, baptizing them in the name of Christ. Are we doing that? You know? And I wonder. And what is spiritual hearing to us according to this verse? To be careful to observe what the Father is saying. To observe means to keep the norms and values in compliance with the instruction, the law, the statutes of the Father. Or that which the Father is saying at a particular time. And then secondly, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 34 speaks about this. It says, blessed is the man who listens to me. Check it out. What is listening in this case? Listening is watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. A person who listens to the Father, it means that this person is where the Father has placed them. O ka se re wa utlwa o le mo modima sa o ba yang moteng. And you are where the Father has placed you. It says that person is blessed. And it goes on to say, watching daily at my gates. What is happening at the gates? When you read Proverbs 31, there's this Proverbs 31 man, not woman. The Proverbs 31 man. He is this man who talks about his wives at the city gate. So we start to see the city gates are actually town council, municipalities, or houses of governance. The parliament is a gate. Yeah, this union building next to me here is a gate. The union building that's next to me, it's not far from me. I can go on foot there. It's a gate. That's where laws are taken in and implemented. Others from the spirit world, either the dark world, or from the spirit world, from the Father himself. These are gates. So this man goes at the gates, he talks. And the Father says here, this person watches daily at my gates, which means he sits in the courts of the Father's legislations. Because he's watching. He sits at the courts of the Father's legislations. You don't only enter with praises and giving, praises in the courts of the Father, you also sit and observe in those courts. And that is what is meant by the very notion of spiritual hearing, at least for now. And many people think otherwise. Perhaps many don't even know what spiritual hearing is even all about. Spiritual hearing is also obedience. In other words, after having read these two, I can tell it is obedience. It is what this is all about. When we come back, I speak to Baruch Yah and Professor Buyisandezi.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Joyous Celebration, in partnership with Radio Pulpit, invites you to the Joyous Celebration 28 album launch, taking place at the Heartfelt Arena on the 6th of July. Join us for this exciting evening of praise and worship as we unveil this musical masterpiece to you, our Joyous 28. Tickets are available on web tickets and Pick and Pay near you from 200 Rand. You can't miss this one.
Ulwazi oluthe vetshe, impilo engcono nothando oluthe gabalala. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Eish, uthando oluthe gabalala. Hey man, this is so nice. Hey, it's so nice, my friend, you know. Now we are talking about that, and let me start with you, Maya. When we talk of spiritual hearing, are we still on par with what the word is saying, or we are just hearing our own things, man? A sangoma would just become a prophet as soon as possible.
Thank you for the opportunity. Hey, Mark, with regards to the question that you are asking and me making my own observation, you know, having noticed what is going on around in the world, I can say we are far off from this spiritual hearing as people, as believers. How we have misinterpreted a whole lot of things, and for the fact that also we are still even fighting or debating amongst ourselves with the word, it even says a lot. Because when we read or notice something about scripture, we find that if we serve one Elohim, there is a point where he says, all flesh shall come to worship me. That is what Abba says in the book of Isaiah 66. So you can be able to see that there is oneness, right? So today, one of the observations is that each and everyone wants to establish their own church. So that bakhone go nna dikhundla tsa bone, and you know, it's a showcase and all that, you know. So you can just see that there is so much of a mess that you could be asking, are we really hearing from him? And the answer is definitely not, according to my own observation, because of some of those things that are happening. The list is many. You can look at a whole lot of things that are not scriptural that we are doing. So we have to understand something. We say we are not of this world, which means it puts us at a state or a level, we are the representation or the but I think the ambassadors but then re shebile one dilo tsa mo le fatseng and re di rata go tsala se re se rumileng. So now re end up re lebala re tletseng mo le fatseng re end up re tla ka prosperity gospel, which now Monifuku, it's about this obedience. You have read, you've highlighted so many things. We have laws, right, and statutes that have to be followed, that other deeds. So you have a nation that is going to occupy the land. Ahi, 1994, before everything began, who simulated the Constitution? Constitution?
Yeah.
Now, how are you occupy the land? The commandments that they are given are like a constitution to them. So that is, this is what is going to guide you. Again, it's what you are being established now.
Yeah.
You've been taken from captivity, and now he says, I want to make you a royal priesthood. Now, in him making them a royal priesthood, he now says, here are the laws that you ought to follow and to abide by. So that is now what is required of you and me to say, before anything else, it starts with us having to understand these laws so that we can learn to be obedient. We can know our constitution and go by it, because then we become as you spoke of the Great Commission. Now, those that don't know, when they start to ask questions, because now we read it, Rona, maybe, and we start to now understand it, we can be able to guide them to say, it is not how you understand it. It doesn't mean, do as you please, and then there's grace.
Hey.
But, Rona, which means there is that observing, there is that obedience, and that for them to be disturbed, in following these laws, these statutes, then they get to be established as priesthood. So, we need to be careful. So when we are here, who are we representing? So now we have to leave the things of the flesh, because and the more we detach from the flesh, it means now scaling of being in the spirit. You know, so it's no longer the face over Hanotalamiti. To say, look at it, it's a show as well of something that maybe Hakis didn't get out. He took up something from it, because I'm required to be of a spirit. Now, the spirit now that you can say, oh, look at this water, it has transformed from what it was to now something different. And that is Lena. That is why Harry Water, the New Jerusalem, or the Honor Current Heaven, re lemoga so se se mo si a gona le 18 up sibe sa tsiti siwa se tswalo go ntle ga sa lefelelwa
yeah
so now ga ke tloetse go nna mo sibeng ga ke tloetse gore nna ke laolwa ke na ba tsang tsa ka tsi phakela gore ke re hey go maruru ka se ko ko ke ma ka go ya ma ya ma ka ma beji Then it means we still have a long way to go.
I hear you quite well, my Ach. I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much. In a mighty way, you and I are the best of friends, man. And we are talking about spiritual hearing as to what it is even all about. And are we making good sense of it according to the word as believers, the body of Christ? And with regards to what we say we are preaching in the world there, are we actually preaching that which we heard precisely? It is something I actually want to know. After this, just a bit, we are going to be talking to Professor Buyi Sondezi from the University of Johannesburg.
Zibandakanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Professor, greetings to you. And I hope you are well. I hope all is fine with you and that the Father is doing you good. And I'm just trying to get back to what you said, to the beginning of things. Yeah, let me start it this way. Professor.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Greetings, Brother Baruch here. I also greet our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Spiritual hearing. This is more about being in tune with the voice and the message of the Most High. I know that most of the time we ascribe the voice to the sound. It is more than the sound. It is more about the connection. It is more about relationship. It is more about being one with the Spirit, God the Most High. I am drawn to the scripture that we all know from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3. This is the experience that the young Samuel was having for the first time. Because he didn't understand what he was hearing, he then mistaken the voice of God to the voice of Eli. Let me read this scripture and then we can continue discussing this. 1 Samuel chapter 3, I'm going to read from verse 4. I know that we can get the context from verse 1. That the Lord called Samuel and he said, "Here I am." And he ran unto Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou callest me." And he said, "I called not, lie down again." And he went and lay down. And the Lord called yet again Samuel, and Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son, lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. We are hearing here that Samuel heard the sound. The Lord was calling unto the young Samuel, because Samuel was not yet familiar with the voice of the Lord, was not yet familiar with hearing the speakings of God. He mistaken the voice of God to the voice of Eli. So for us to be able to hear spiritually, we need to be at a certain level, certain amplitude, certain frequency of hearing that we may be able to discern who he speaks. It is not just about the voice. What I'm hearing from this passage is that Samuel was hearing the voice, but he was not yet in the position of separating whether that was the voice of man or the voice of God. Why was that the case? It is because he has not yet gotten familiar to the speakings of the Lord. So when we have to hear from God, we need to get that relationship. We need to enhance our relationship with him that we may get used to his speaking. Once we get familiar to how God speaks, we will then respond to it. It is not about the sound, but it is about the message that is carried by the sounds. There are many sounds that we will hear, and most of them do not carry the voice of God. The voice of God is diverse in how it comes to us. We therefore need to know how each one of them comes to us, because what is spoken to you might not be the method that God will use to speak to me. So we need to know exactly how God speaks to each one of us, because it is nothing to do, or it has nothing to do with the sound, but it has more to do with the message. God will use different methods. At this point, God is using the voice where he was calling Samuel, but Samuel was not yet familiar with the voice, so he needed to be acquainted with the voice of the Most High before he could respond accordingly. If we are not aware of how God speaks to us, we'll not hear God, even if God will continue speaking. There are many times whereby God continues to speak, but because we are not yet knowing how he speaks to us, we don't take the message that he speaks. We don't take what he says. We disobey him because we don't know him. We don't know his voice. Spiritual hearing is enhanced when we have a healthy relationship with the Most High. And that healthy relationship put us in the position that we are familiar to the speakings. And from the speakings, we get to know the message that God speaks unto us.
Thank you so much, Professor. I hear you quite well. We are talking about spiritual hearing, what it is even all about. And these days, what we have come to make of it. Are we indeed hearing as it has been described by Baruch Yah and Professor Buisondezi? Or have we gone on to hear our own things with our ears itching to such an extent that the only waves we need to hear are the waves we design for our own itchiness?
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Spiritual hearing is what we are talking about. What is spiritual hearing? Are we still keen on this? The very notion of spiritual hearing. I'm looking, Mayachi, at Proverbs 15, verse 31. It says, the ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. Spiritual hearing also means heeding to the rebukes of the Father. He disciplines those that he betakes as his own sons, his own children, just like a father disciplines his own son, his own daughter, his own child. And it says spiritual hearing is also hearkening to the rebukes. And rebuke means reproof. It means to correct. It also means to warn. And just because it means to warn implies that it means also to guide people who heed to the guidance of the Father, the education of the Father, the warnings of the Father, the corrections of the Father. Such people are practicing spiritual hearing. Mayachi?
Absolutely, Ahi. Absolutely. We can look at, when you speak of this scripture, certain words that discipline, you could look at David. He had sinned. He had made a census, and there was punishment for that. You can also relate the story when he had stolen Bathsheba, that is Uriah's wife, as well. Right, so you can see who a child did not survive. So it was now the punishment that happened at the time. So it is important for us, Hore, ya ka re khalemela bana ba rona mogae ga ba etsa dilotlileng motuleng le rona re bana and ga re bana ba Aladdin, so we need to be able to allow him to discipline us. So Ari, let me first hear go someone online as well. The first letter that is Allah, which says, blessed are the perfect, or Baruch, are the perfect in the way. The world has taught us something. The world teaches us nothing or nobody is perfect, which means it's an open door for us to can do as we please. But now, Allah says, Baruch are those who are perfect in the way, who walk in the Torah of Abba Yahweh. Blessed are those, Baruch are those, who observe his witnesses. So we spoke of co-observer. So which means when they observe this observation, it's part of obedience. It goes hand in glove. And then Ere, who seek him with all their heart. So there's also not a confusion. You also quite aware of it's not just any voice that you pick, but it's a specific voice that you have that you'd be listening to and taking instructions from Yahweh Elohim. So those ones are walking his ways. You have commanded us to guard your orders diligently. All that our ways are established to guard your laws, then we shall not be ashamed. So you indicated to be rooted again. So
yes.
To be set. So now in us walking according to the way, meaning that we grow into learning the word, and we start to develop the relationship with him. You start to voice ya, meaning that how one of our who Allah constrains, only motu, uta silo se panta kontrewa, uta waituru oki wakabo. So now, when we know his voice, can you imagine? It becomes so nice because then I'm not going to follow my thoughts.
Mm-mm.
But now it is him that speaks.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So keep the truth out there, because now it is, we are careful, we are also obedient, and we will observe what he speaks. Right, and by so doing, then we are established, because the instruction that he says we should do, we carry it out without a doubt.
Yeah,
but he spoke this, and I have to carry this instruction, and it's not my thought or whatever anything else. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm willing to get my life to immutable things. So now we need to develop. How is the formula? I think we will start first by reading the word, and then
yes.
The word is spirit.
Yeah.
You read this verse, whatever verse that we may pick.
Mm.
When you read it today, and you read it maybe 2 weeks later, it's the same verse. That it may have a different revelation.
Yeah.
When you go up 2 months later, you're going deeper and deeper. Not the same verse. To show the popular laughing.
Yeah.
So now, in that, now, and then now, and now we start to be able to identify. So now, so that is why it is important also. We need to be corrected, because na kwa ngore la tela pelo ya rona se pelo e se ratang wa bona ke tsini tsini shitang rona not and we forget about his will. And now that is when now the similar refa tsirona ntrata and then pale ya no kimo a khamiseng a re buseteng. So it is quite important. The other scripture that you look at, Ahua, I think Proverbs chapter 8.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 8. Blessed is the man. So number 33, listen to discipline and become wise. Mm. So it goes exactly to that as well. To say it's important.
Yes.
Correctly. Mwana ha fa mo dilo gore a itumela wa go tla ka six maitsiwa go le six wa mo mana he so bona le tsadi wena you have to come home.
Yeah.
So it's something that we building them, we teaching them, because we are grooming them to be parents of tomorrow. When time comes we will hand over the baton. So now it is the same thing that now Abba has taught Hamashiach, and Hamashiach now is the one who's walked this way, and he's the one who is now guiding and teaching. And I often make an example of the oxen that are yoked together, the one being experienced and the one that's not being that's inexperienced.
Yeah.
And then it becomes that transfer of skills. So rekhone go gola and go goleng tharolo ke mo re tsatsang ya no re dibela ba di sense tsa gore re bua re ntwa ya
mmm
ke tsara no ya tele because my app re ka tsera every when we started we would open up by the only cooking and the only gasanding and the only time ba lo ke mo di tsana wa ra ra tsalo ga mo re tsalo ga ga bona go botsa diputso ra tsara tsana. And we go and we falter. We go and make the mistakes because now this word the foundation is not set up properly, and not more the teaching, but more to arera. You know, but the question is, do we get to understand if we learn something really? Because we need to be taught. In order for us to be obedient, to observe, and harakula, it's our turn as we grow in the spirit. Then rekhonakulonyan sababang nifuku, so that makhonakukula, a candle never loses its flame by lighting another candle.
I hear you quite well. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, man, and we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual hearing, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is spiritual hearing to you? 0826572729. Tell us how you feel about the topic. Would you say, hey, yeah, no, we are learning, we know that anyway. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and drop us a voice note there, you can. Otherwise, you can give me a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit, it is coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are touching base on this, the issue of spiritual hearing, what it is even all about. I'm looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1 says, walk prudently when you go to the house of Yahuwah, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they do not know that what they do is evil. They do not know that what they do is evil. Now, we basically should look into this. What does it mean to walk prudently? What is prudence? To walk prudently and to draw near to hear, it means to be quick to hear with prudence. Prudence would mean diligence, cleanliness, precision. It would mean within the law, within the grace of his law. Spiritual hearing is understanding the Father, not from our own perspectives, but from his own perspectives. We're taking your calls. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona, my brother.
Hey, Budwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngigamelisho lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Asibonge.
Ngibulise nomfo wethu ubrother Baruki. Ngibuya ngibuyise noprof Buyisondezi. Spiritual caring, brother, ukulalela i-direction kamoya engcwele.
Yeah.
Ezimpilweni zethu.
Yeah.
Ngoba today abafundisi efundisa izwi. Ngoba sinayo i-spiritual hearing siphendulwa ngabo amen abaningi.
Yeah.
Sengathi simsulwa kanti ezinhliziyweni zethu we are guilty ngaleso sona khuluma ngazo.
Hey madoda.
Ngoba wazi kahle ukuthi uyathandana lapha ebandleni uloku nomuzi wakho.
Uyajola.
Yeah, nathi ngangena esontweni sibangcwele.
Yeah man.
Sizwe sifake iholy mark, brother.
Yewena.
Sidumise sigide.
Hey madoda.
Kepha sazi ukuthi asenze ama-instructions kamoya engcwele.
Nkosi yami.
I-foundation kamoya engcwele ukuthi sazi ukuthi our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, brother. Which is the spirit of discipline. Kufanele izimpilweni zethu sihlale ngokudumisa nokukhuleka because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of grace in our lives, brother.
Yeah.
Sibonga uJesu Kristu owafela izono zethu sonke. And spiritual hearing ukunikela umoya engcwele ukuthi sifundisa konke okujabulisa uJesu Kristu, madoda.
Ngempela, ngempela.
Nasimvumele uJesu Kristu ngomoya engcwele ukuthi sivikela kuzilingo zikaSathane ukuthi singasuke kukhanyeni, sihlale ngokufakazela izwe ngegrace kaJesu Kristu. That's spiritual hearing, my brother.
Ngempela, ngempela.
Ukuthi our Jesus has a plan to provide redemption for the human race, brother Ray, through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, offer long izono, brother Ray. Spiritual healing was good to Jesse Hamba, who can be some of the bad things on Tomato to do. What has on the phone, Lisa, as on as this as donkey's drink. So, spiritual healing was good to Moya and Mele, who often away travel and people visit my brother.
All the time. May the Father be glorified. My brother, blessings to you, sir.
Blessings to you, my brother.
Auzege.
God be the glory.
Hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Spiritual hearing, what is it even all about?
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729.
and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
I was looking at that verse about spiritual hearing. You know, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1. Walk prudently when you go to the house of the Elohim, of Yahuwah, and draw near to hear, rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. There are so many things that we do in the house of the Most High, in the body of Christ. And we take it as if, hey, these are my contributions, as massive as I can in doings. And the Father wants us to walk prudently towards Him. It means carefully so and ridding ourselves of all moral filth. Prudence means that, to remove all moral filth. And it means to walk upright. And then in our walk upright, to hear Him. In uprightness, spiritual hearing means exactly that, to hear Him in uprightness. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thanks again, Brother Ray. As we continue with spiritual hearing, there is a question that I want to answer. The question that says, is spiritual hearing only limited to hearing the sound from the Most High? For that, I want us to look at Jeremiah 18, verse 1, which says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. I believe that we all know what was the message behind God taking Jeremiah to the potter's house. And in this case, as we are trying to answer the question or discuss the issue of spiritual hearing, we are seeing God illustrating the message to Jeremiah by taking him to the potter's house. God is not saying a word, but he is using an illustration, and he who has an ear will be able to get the message. So hearing the voice of God or spiritual hearing is not only limited to the sound that will come from a person, but other means like illustrations, like demonstrations that God will put forth. And from those illustrations, a message of God, the word of God, the voice of God will be heard. So in other words, it needs us to be at a certain place where we will connect with the Most High. For Jeremiah to connect with the message of God, to connect with God, he had to be taken to a certain place. And where is that place? It was the potter's house, which is where God was going to meet with Jeremiah, for Jeremiah to hear what God was going to say. It means there are instances where we need to move from where we are to a certain position, to a certain level, for us to be able to hear God, for our spiritual inclination to be sharpened, for our spiritual fiber to be awake. So in other words, for us to hear God, we need to move from the normality to a position where we will meet with the Most High. In this case, Jeremiah had to move from his position to a house of a porter. It is where he met up with the Most High. Spiritual hearing is also about positioning. most of the time we are believers and we claim not to be hearing from God to a point that some of us would want to hear specific prophecies and we want to pay for those prophecies simply because we think God speaks to certain people, whereas we have a formula from the scripture. And what is that formula? It is a formula that we need to be in a certain position in our spirituality. We need to be in a certain place for us to be enhanced in our spiritual hearing. And if you need to move from where you are to a certain place where your hearing, where your senses will be sharpened, where your discernment will increase, you need to move, because God will always speak to us when we are alert, when we are awake, when we are sensitized to his voice. And it also need us to ensure that we are ready to hear the message. When Jeremiah got into the potter's house, he observed while the potter was busy on the wheel with the clay. And as he continued to observe, the message and the interpretation was coming unto him. So it means it was that attentiveness, that concentration, that alertness that allowed him to hear. Sometimes we don't hear because our senses are not where we're supposed to be directing them. Sometimes we don't hear because we don't care about what we are seeing. We don't care about what we're going through. We don't care about our circumstances. Sometimes God will lead us into situations where he would need us to learn something, where he would want us to hear what he says, but he is not using an audible voice, but he is using a scenario. He is using an illustration. He is using a demonstration. And that illustration is giving us a message. It is he who has a sensitive ear in the spirit who will get a message from that illustration and demonstration. So spiritual hearing needs us to move from the ground level to a higher level, to a higher frequency, where we will hear God and we'll be able to get the interpretation of what we are hearing, simply because our senses, I'm talking about spiritual senses, will be awakened because of the space and the place where we would have taken ourselves to. But disobedience continue to make us take a back seat and make us to be mediocre in our approach and in our walk with the Most High. If we can learn to desire higher heights, God will always speak. We will be hearing God in most of the scenarios and in most of the circumstances that we find ourselves at. Look at this particular example. We are seeing the prophet going into the potter's house, and this is where he is getting the message, because God chose not to use an audible voice, but in this case, he chose to use an illustration. It means we need to be cognizant of what happens around us. We need to be observant of everything, because some of the events that will happen will be the events that will be carrying the message of the Most High. And we will be able to take correct steps, correct measures in line with what we heard in the Spirit. But it all begins with the positioning for us to have our spiritual hearing sensitized.
Our spiritual hearing must be sensitized. It means massive discipleship has to take place for us to be able to say, yeah, now, ngiyamuzwa, ngiyamuzwa baba.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate supply.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012 334 1254. okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.